Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Samech Gimel, and we are up to Sif Lamed Vav. Mavoi Sheshaba Mitofo Umidron Lirshus Harabim. In the parentheses it says Perush. What's a midron? Makom Mishupa. So it says we have here a mavoi whose inside is flat, while the ground outside of it descends at an incline like a ramp. And it descends at an incline like a ramp down to the Rishus Harabim. O Sheshava the Rishus Harabim Umidron Lesocho. Or if the front of the Mavoi is level with the Rishus Harabim, but the ground inside the Mavoi descends at an incline. Im Holech Umislaket Ma'at Ma'at Ad Shemagbia Asara Mitoch Arba Amos. If the slope rises progressively, reaching a height of 10 tfachim within 4 amos, harehu ki'ilu zakuf kulo, the slope is considered completely vertical, ve'eino tzarech shum tikun. So therefore, no adjustment to the mavoi is required. Ubezeh hatel havi ke'mechitza. And he says, and the Rama adds, that these proportions grant also the sides of a hill the status of a wall. Mishnah Brura Kuf Nun Beis Umidron L'Rishus Harabim descends at an incline down to the Rishus Harabim. Again, he says here we have a mavoi whose inside is flat, while the ground outside it descends at an incline like a ramp down to the Rishus Harabim. Shahaya Karka Hamavoi Gavoa Mikarka Rishus Harabim V'Hutzrach V'Shapaya Eitzal Pischo L'Tzad Rishus Harabim. The ground of the mavoi is higher than the ground of the ground level of the Rishus Harabim, necessitating a slope from the mavoi's entrance down to the Rishus Harabim. Kuf Nun Gimel, O Sheshava L'Rishus Harabim V'chulei. So he said, right, a mavoi whose inside is flat while the ground outside it descends at an incline like a ramp down to the Rishus Harabim, or if the front of the mavoi is level with the Rishus Harabim. Shahaya Rishus, this is Kufnun Gimel, Shahaya Rishus Harabim Gavoa Mikarka HaMavoi. We're talking where the ground level of the Rishus Harabim is higher than the ground of the Mavoi. Uknisas HaMavoi Nami Min HaPesach V'lifnim Gavoa Kekarka Rishus Harabim B'Roichav Ama Ochati Ama. And the area right inside the Mavoi's entrance is level with the Rishus Harabim for a span of an amma or half an amma, and then ach v'acharkach hunase midron litzad dofen emtzai, and then it slopes descending downwards towards the back of the mavoi where the ground is lower. Kufnun dalid shemagbia asara. So he said that again, you have a mavoi whose inside is flat while the ground outside it descends at an incline like a ramp down to the Rishus Harabim, or you have where the front of the mavoi is level with the Rishus Harabim, but the ground inside the mavoi descends at an incline. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if the slope rises progressively, reaching a height of 10 tfachim within 4 amos, that's Sifkat and Kufnun Dalit, Shemagbiya Asara, Ritzon Olomar, Shema Shipua Archa, Arba Amos, Az Kvar Hugba, Hakarka Lamala Asara, Tfachim, havi kimechitza. What he's saying is that the slope reaches a height of 10 tfachim. By the time it progresses 4 amos forward, the incline is considered a wall. However, if it reaches a height of 10 tfachim only after extending, for example, 5 amos forward, then the rise is kimandalesa. It's like disregarded. Ukishar karkadamya. It is the same as ordinary flat ground. De nicha tashmish de lehiluch. Since such a gradual incline is comfortably traversable. Kuf nun hei. So he says, Eino tzarech shum tikun. Right? So you're right. If the slope rises progressively, reaching a height of 10 tfachim within 4 amos, the slope is considered completely vertical, so no adjustment is required. Sif katan nun hei. Eino tzarech shum tikun. De osa gova shebetzad ha-pesach, havilei mechitza, Afalpi shehu mishapeya v'holech, because the vertical rise at the entrance is considered a wall, even though it rises only gradually. Zehu she misayim rama uvazeh hutal vechule. That's what he means when he says uvazeh hutal vechule, that these proportions grant a hill, etc. That's what the Rama means. And now let's actually go into the Rama again. So the Rama says that these proportions grant also the size of a hill the status of a wall. That's what the Rama says, right? He says, "Uvezeh hatel havi ke mechitza." That right, these proportions grant also the size of a hill the status of a wall. So let's look at all the Mishnah Berurahs on this. Okay, we are up to Mishnah Berura. Uvezeh hatel, right? Uvezeh hatel. But these proportions grant also the size of a hill the status of a wall. So he says here, "V'im kol ha'ir." Mukefes tel v'yachakak banu babatim aser. Says if an entire city was surrounded by hills and only subsequently settled, aser is going to be aser to carry there. Why v'lo havi mukaf l'dira k'moshe kasev simin shin chesiv beis? Because it was not enclosed for residential purposes, for dwelling purposes. Right, like the surrounding hills rendered it enclosed, and therefore it was enclosed before it was intended to serve as a dwelling area. So he says, okay, that right, these hills that reached a height of 10 tefachim before extending 4 amos forward, so that was surrounding the entire city, these hills. And then only afterwards it was subsequently settled that it's going to be also to carry there, since it was not enclosed for residential purposes. Lo hukav l'dira. And he says, and check out also in Sivches, what do we see there? He says, that we see that even if walls 10 tefachim high are built on top of the hill, it is ineffective. There we see that it is usher to carry within an enclosure larger than 2 beis sa'ah if it was not originally enclosed for dwelling purposes. So here, okay, so he's saying here that even if walls 10 tefachim high are built on top of the hill, it is ineffective because once the hills are 10 tefachim high, they constitute full-fledged halachic walls. So any added height contributes nothing to the enclosure. But im hatel haya pachos me'asar tefachim v'ishlim alasar tefachim mahani. But if the hill was less than 10 tefachim high and they built its height up to 10 tefachim, it is effective. Why is it effective? It's effective. Because the enclosure was made for dwelling purposes, and it was made only after the city was settled. In other words, as long as the hills were less than 10 tefachim high, the area within was not considered enclosed. So therefore, the height subsequently added by the city's residents, inhabitants, renders it enclosed, and that was indeed done for residential dwelling purposes. Baal Cain. And therefore he says, accordingly, Yachol asakin afilu mayatel saviv ha'ir kulo. Even if a city was completely surrounded yet before it was settled, it's going to be Nahinu shevivchos ma'atel b'shetach yoyseh me'eser amas b'rechav ad shelo yev goiva asara tfachim debezeh chashuv kepirza v'achakach yashlim ze hashir ubezeh mahani gilel b'simun shenuches siv beiz ayin shom. He says, even if a city was completely surrounded right before it was settled, the prohibited its status can be rectified by reducing the hill's height to less than 10 tefachim for a span of more than 10 amos. Right? Once less than 10 tefachim high, it's considered unenclosed. So the wall has a gap more than 10 tefachim wide. So that's why he says that this, v'zeh chashuv kepirza v'yachak kach yashlim zeh ashir v'zeh ma'ani gilel b'simun shen chesiv beiz ayin sham. He says, and this will constitute a breach in the enclosure, so rebuilding that segment afterwards effectively renders it re-enclosed for dwelling purposes, as we see above in Shin Nun Ches Baiz. Kuf Nun Zayin Kimechitza, right, that these proportions grant also the sides of a hill the status of a mechitza, of a wall. Kuf Nun Zayin V'yech Saviv Ha'ir Charetz Amok Asar Tvachim V'rachab Arba Tvachim Davi Kimechitza V'nistam Ha'charetz Al Yedei Afar Utzroros. It says, if a city is surrounded by a ditch that is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, so it's considered a wall. But if part of the ditch gets filled with dirt and stones, wherever there's less than 10 tefachim deep, is no longer considered a wall, and therefore, accordingly, and if the filled part spans no more than 10 amos, it's going to be viewed as an entryway in the wall and does not disqualify the enclosure. If it spans more than 10 amos, then it constitutes a disqualifying breach. We are up to now Simon Shin Samach Dalad, Din Mavoi Hamafulosh V'Asui Kinadol. A Mavoi that is open at both ends or shaped like a centipede. Let's see what this is all about. Okay, Mavoi Hamafulosh B'Shnei Rasha V'Rishus HaRabin, a Mavoi that is open at both ends, right? The mavui is open at both ends, whether both ends open out to a rishus harabim, or one end opens out to a rishus harabim and the other to a karmelis. Comes the Rama, o shnei rasha psuchin the karmelis. The Rama adds, or even if both ends of the mavui open to a karmelis, it's going to require a tsarich tsuras hapesach mikan. It's going to require a tsarich pesach, tsuras hapesach at least at one end. Alechi or Korah mikan, and Alechi or Korah at the other end. Okay, he finishes off here. Avalim sido echad basuach l'rishus harabim. V'sido hasheni l'chatzer sheni moreves. However, if one end opens out to l'rishus harabim, and the other end only is entering into a chatzer that has no eruv, right? Sad sheni l'chatzer sheni moreves has no eruv chatzeros. So then, ein sarach el alechi o Korah b'shnei rosha. Then it requires only Alechi or Korah at both ends. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says, V'chol zeh sheyesh lo t'nayim amvorim le'el simen shin samach galat sechav chavav b'din mavui. Right? He says, you have to realize that this applies that you can have a lechi or a korah at both ends only if it has the qualifications mamash of a mavui we spelled out above in shin samach gimel chavav. But if it only meets, he says, if it only meets the definition of a chatzer, right, then it requires a chatzer's adjustments at both ends. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on all of this. Sifkat and Aleph. Mavui Yom Mefulash. Umayvi she'oso ha-mavui lo haya baruch v'oshir, which is a rabbim. He says, this applies to a mavui, he says, that is not wide enough to constitute a rishus ha-rabbim. Ayin la'el. Simon Shin Mem Hei Sivches Vites of Mishnah Berurah Sham. He says, see also above in Shin Mem Hei Ches and Tes, and in the Mishnah Berurah. So basically, what's being said here is that the Tzuras HaPesach, along with the Lechi or Korah, are only effective if the Mavui itself does not constitute a Rishus HaRabim. If it does constitute a Rishus HaRabim, then even this is not enough, as will be explained in Sif Beis. He said, now, the Mishnah Berurah, when he says see also above Shin Mem Hei Ches and Tes, so in the Mishnah Berurah there, so there we see there he's referring to there in Shin Mem Hei that if a Rishus HaRabim has a narrow stretch along its length, the narrow stretch retains the status of Rishus HaRabim even though it itself is less than 16 amos wide. The Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions on the specifics of this halacha there. Some poskim maintain that this applies no matter how narrow that stretch is, while others say it only applies if the narrow stretch is at least 13 and a third amos wide. So to here, if this mavoi is situated along the length of two rishuyas harabim and connects the two lengthwise, then it too will have the status of a rishus harabim according to the first opinion, at any width, and according to the second opinion, if the mavui is at least 13 and a third amos wide. However, if it is perpendicular or two parallel rishuyos harabim, so it is definitely not considered a rabim unless it itself, the mavui itself, is 16 amos wide. So the Shulchan Aruch here is addressing either a scenario where the mavui is perpendicular to the two rishuyos harabim, or according to the second opinion cited above, a scenario where it is lined up between the two lengthwise, but it is still less than 13 amos wide. So in other words, we have a situation where we're going to have a mamish, a mavui mafulash. It has to be a lachik mavui mafulash, with a status of mavui and not, obviously, a status of rishus harabim. So comes the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch had just said that a mavui that is mafulash is going to require a tzuras ha-pesach at one end and a lechi or korah at the other. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, requires a tzuras ha-pesach, etc. So he says, the reason is, because when you establish a Tzuras HaPesach, it is as if it is enclosed by a wall on that side, and therefore, right, and therefore it's like a three-walled mavui, once you have the Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore, therefore it will be enough on the other side, just with a lechi or a korah. Okay, we move on now to Sif Katan Gimel. Vitzido Hasheni Lechatzer Vichulei. So, and the other into a chatzer. He had said that if one end opens out to a rabbin, but the other end to a chatzer that has no Eruv, then it requires only a lechi or a korah at both ends. So, look at the Mishnah Brura. Vitzido Hasheni Lechatzer. The Kevin da chatzer Yeshlo Mechitzos. So, Hare Einam Ovi Mufulash Vein Sarach Tzuras HaPesach El Alechi Okora Kedei Lechalek Bein Diurei HaChatzer LeMavui Shelo Yasru Elu HaElu. Since the Chatzer has walls, the Mavui is not open at both ends, and it therefore does not require a Tzuras HaPesach. However, it does require, right, El Alechi Okora. It does require Alechi or Okora. Why? Kedei Lechalek Bein Diurei HaChatzer LeMavui Shelo Yasru Elu HaElu. It requires a lechi or korah to partition between the residents of the chatzer and the mavui, so that they do not restrict each other. Meaning, as long as there is no partition between the mavui and the chatzer, they are both considered one joint reshus, one joint domain. So the chatzer's inhabitants must be included in the mavui's shituf, as we saw in Shin Samach Gimel Lamed Aleph. But as long as they have not joined the rest of the mavui's inhabitants in a common shituf, the presence of that chatzer's inhabitants, residents, restricts the other inhabitants from carrying. Therefore, a lechi or korah must be placed between the mavui and the chatzer. Then the chatzer's residents are no longer considered part of the mavui. So the Mishnah Brura ends up, though, that yesh machmirin, the dafka lechi letzad chatzer b'inan the lo korah, that there are those that are more machmir, requiring specifically a lechi at the side of the chatzer rather than a korah. This happens to be the opinion of the Bach, and the Magen Avram agrees with this as well. And the reason behind this opinion is that, contrary to the other poskim, the Bach maintains that the mavui is considered open at both ends, even when one of its ends open into a chatzer. Yet it was not treated as chomer as when both ends open into a Rishus HaRabim or Karmelis. Therefore, while the Tzuras HaPesach is not required, it must be adjusted in a way that renders it enclosed. A lechi serves this purpose, since the Chachamim granted it the status of a mechitza, which encloses the border. A korah does not, as it serves merely as a heker, as an indicator. Okay, the opinion, okay, of the Mekilin, right, they held that since the chatzer has walls, the mavui is not open at both ends, and therefore doesn't require a Tzuras HaPesach, because it's not defined as open at both ends. If one end opens out to an area contained within the confines of a Rishus HaYachid, that's the opinion of the Mekilin. Right, but the Bach, right, and others, they're the Machmir and the Dafka Lechi, the Chatzabin and the Lokora, that you have to go ahead and have a Lechi at the side of the Chatzar and not a Korah. Now, the Mishnah Brura continues on. V'cholze, kisha Chatzar ein regila v'mavoy zeh, kagon sheyesh la Pesach v'mavoy acher. Avalim hi regila bo mikvar. Afilu tzurza Pesach v'dlasas ein mo'ilos lahat yasham im lo nishtatafa v'mavoy zeh im shari ha-chatzar as ha-psuchos lo. He says that all this applies only if the inhabitants of the Chatzar do not usually use this mavoy, as may be the case if the Chatzar also opens out to a different mavoy. But if they usually do use this mavui, however, even a Tzuras HaPesach or a door would not allow carrying in the mavui. Einu mo'ilis lahat yasham im lo nishtatfa mavui zeh im sharei chatzeros ha-psuchos lo. Unless the chatzer's inhabitants participate in the mavui shituf along with the other chatzeros that open up into it. And if they do join the shituf, they require no eruv at all, as stated in Shin, we'll see coming up in Shin Pei Zayin. There, the Rama paskins that once the inhabitants of a chatzer join in the mavui's shituf, the requirement for an eruv is covered as well. and they no longer need to form an Erev just amongst themselves. Ayin Sham. Finally, Sifkaton Dalid, Aval Im Eino. The Rama had said that if Eino Rak Kechotzer, Tzarech Tikun Chotzer Mishnei Tzadav, he pointed out that all these halachas, this one specifically, that you could have a lechi or a korah at both ends, meaning at the end of the mavoi going into Rishus HaRabim and at the end of the mavoi going into the chatzah that has no erev. Because that's only if we're talking here about qualifications of a mavoi. But if it only has the qualifications, these areas of a chatzah, then it's going to require a chatzah's adjustment at both ends. Look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Meaning, if this mavi does not have all the qualifying characteristics delineated above, it's automatically classed as a chater. So it means then, if both ends open out to a Rishus HaRabim, and the public pass from one Rishus HaRabim to the other through the chater, the adjustment of a chatzer suffice for both ends. And this would, of course, entail erecting either two panels or a panel four tzvachim wide at each end. So what this is saying is that only a mavui has more chomer requirements if it is open-ended, whereas a chatzer that is open at both ends requires nothing more than the ordinary adjustments of a chatzer at both ends. This is because a mavui is more sensitive, since it serves a more public function than a chatzer, and care has to be taken to prevent it from assuming too close a resemblance to a real public thoroughfare. Therefore, it requires a more substantial adjustment once it is open at both sides. A chatzer, on the other hand, it serves only the residents who live in it, so we're not as concerned if it provides them with passage in one end and out the other. The truth is, the Chazir Ish disagrees with the Mishnah Brura's understanding of the Ramah's words. Ayin Sham Adkan.